Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. He's also on the link, so we've got a lot of stuff going on. PGA Championship, golf, NHL playoff, hockey, game one of the day. Just wrapped up the Vancouver Canucks, a textbook, picture-perfect playoff hockey performance by the Vancouver Canucks. They shut down the Minnesota Wild. The Canucks now in control of that series, take a 2-1 series lead. Meanwhile, a pivotal game three this evening in Toronto between the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Toronto Maple Leafs. We've got NBA basketball in the bubble. And don't look now, man, but the Los Angeles Lakers have problems. And we were all over Oklahoma City yesterday. LeBron James not playing today. So if you like, we'll get that out of the way right now. If you like Houston, jump in, because the line's only going to climb as the day goes on. And some ominous words as well, as LeBron James says, we've got bigger problems than, he said, our problems aren't what is going on the floor. It's what's off the floor. Frank Vogel said, if we don't figure out what's going on, well, we're in a lot of trouble. And it's not about basketball. I don't know what's going on in that Laker locker room right now. In the bubble, but whatever it is, I don't know. I got my popcorn out. I'm like a viewer at the set of Jerry Springer. Jerry. They're all fighting with each other, and it's
the DNA test. The DNA test. You're pregnant. Boo. No, I'll tell you this.
I have the feeling that Dwight Howard's behind this somehow.
You know what?
It's funny that somehow it's involved Dwight Howard.
Know what I was going to say? I was going to say, hey, and not just Dwight Howard, like LeBron's the captain of the team, right? He's the guy. It's his way or the highway. The same thing happened with Cleveland all the time. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. But, bro, if you're the best, like, there's people playing under you, but you got to – there's a common theme here. Like, this guy seems to rub people the wrong way sometimes, and Dwight Howard, the exact same thing, Gabe. I'm telling you, I don't like that team. It's just kind of got one of those chemistry issues there, and they should figure it out. They better figure it out. The Clippers are sitting there. They're winning games, you know, even without star players. The Raptors have been great. Defensively, they're fantastic. So, yeah, I think the Lakers' problems run deeper than people think, and I think there's obviously an issue with somebody on the team, and these guys just don't seem to get along.
You know, we'll find out in time what's going on. All we can do is try to pick our spots. And the LA Lakers have already wrapped up the top seed, and we see Milwaukee having a hard time dealing with this as well right now. You know, suddenly, like, this bubble in the NBA, it really is like the end of the season, and teams are starting to get a little freaked out. You know, some teams are like, we're good, don't worry about it. Other teams, like Milwaukee, actually said, we're trying today. They didn't hide it. Like, they said, yeah, we're not like doing that every day, like what happened the other day. That's, and even their coach said, we got to get back on track, man. The playoffs, like, are like next week. He says, we got to start getting our details together. And you see, they have their hands full right now. Meanwhile, it looks like Cam Phoenix want to crash this party. I tell you what, it looks like the Phoenix Suns want to keep on playing basketball. If anyone's
damn right
life in a bubble, it's the Phoenix Suns. They're up a 10 spot right now with 7 minutes left. They're 3-0 in the bubble. So were the Pacers. Pacers looking at their first loss. A lot of steam came in on the Phoenix Suns in this game. We'll take a look at the NBA card for this evening. We're going to bang on the baseball board. We'll talk pucks. And, of course, we're going to jump on to the Lynx in a couple of seconds here. We're going to welcome our radio audience onto the course. No fans allowed there, but we've got fans here.
Yes.
Right, shout out to all of our radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenzi. We're kicking it with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. No guests because, once again, we've got so many picks to get to, so many games to get to, and including the PGA. So, Cam, you know what? How's my outside the box Scotty Scheffler pick looking pretty
excellent
early?
Oh yeah.
But there's been some predictable, there's been some guys that, you know what, all right, we called it, you know, you thought, we all thought, a lot of other people thought, all right, these guys are going to be in the mix. Our pick Xander Schauffele right in the mix right now. But Justin Rose was a guy that people thought, you know what, you fade Justin Rose. Not on top of his game right now, Justin Rose. And, hey, Jason Day, let's give this guy some props, Cam. Over the last month, this guy's been playing some good golf.
I'm going to tell you one thing, though, Gabe, watching every stroke of this tournament earlier, Justin Rose probably played, and I watched golf for a lot of years. That was one of the best rounds to post that score ever. He was in danger on every hole. I've never seen a Houdini act like this guy. He didn't even play well. He hit the ball horribly off the tee. But the thing about Justin Rose is, that's why he does well at U.S. Opens. He's a grinder. He knows how to grind out a par. 8-footer, boom. 12-footer, boom. Other guys missing it. And I'll tell you one thing, buddy. Schauffele, first round, he was in a tie with Jason Day till a late bogey there. And I know a lot of people played Xander Schauffele at 30-1 in the first round. Great start, though. He's 4-under. He looked really, really good. Jason Day was fantastic there. Brooks Koepka, not even playing his best. 4-under. One off the pace, buddy. We're going to have a great tournament.
Four under is the number.
I'll tell you one thing, Gabe. Brooks, this course is going to get tougher.
Bud Cauley, 4-under. Zach Johnson, 4-under. Mike Lorenzo Vera, 4-under.
Oh, yeah. Mike Lorenzo Vera, friend from the European Tour. I know he's the best. He's got like the tight shirt going. Like, yeah, there's some real characters in it. Martin Keimer. We have a Martin Keimer sighting, too. He's 4-under. Unbelievable stuff. But I will say this. This is as pristine as this course is going to get. Soon, even par will be good. These guys couldn't play better. Sun, no wind, no rain. We'll see. It's San Francisco weather, buddy. Things change quick, and then we'll see who the real men are.
Well, you know, I picked Xander Schauffele to win this tournament, Cam. If you notice, every guy I pick to win is always in second place after the first round. I got to start betting that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's Let's roll. Game Time Decisions continues. I'm Renzi. We're kicking it with a raging redhead to Cam Stewart. A lot of stuff to get to, man. It's overwhelming. We've got baseball games going off the board right now as we speak. We had one that just started. And let's not forget, there's opportunities for profit across the board, right? NHL playoffs, NBA, Major League Baseball, Portland Timbers.
Timbers, yeah.
I got to tell you, with everything that was going on, there's a lot of sports going on. I'm not going to lie, I didn't watch. I watched about 5 to 10 minutes of the first half. Think I saw about from the 17-minute mark to about the 25, 27-minute mark. And I was like, man, I got a lot of money on this hockey game, so I'll check back in on this soccer game. And I checked back in, Cam, at the 84th minute. And, bro, it was like you would have thought it was the World Cup, man. These guys were killing each other. Like, if anyone doesn't think they're playing for $1 million, it's getting real now, right? Mm-hmm. You're in MLS, you want that million, right?
Like, exactly.
Players, they're close. It's like that basketball tournament. You get $1 million on the line, and these guys know we're one win away, man. If we win this game, we're one win away. And Portland just, like, dug down. Philadelphia arguably might have, could have, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe got screwed for an offside, and Portland got really lucky.
It happens. We've been burned on the other side.
Oh, yeah. It happens.
It's life. Yep.
So we've got MLS again tonight. But yeah, man, there's a ton of stuff going on. So any thoughts on this early baseball right now that just went off the board? Cincinnati Reds. Well, nothing's off the board at FanDuel. Everything's in game, baby. Cincinnati Reds, Cleveland Indians. Indians minus 124, Reds plus 106, total of 7 right now. Carrasco and Castillo going at it. Any opinion on that game?
Slight lean to the Reds. No, baseball was great last night. Our boy Lasagna, it was a perfectly baked lasagna. He got it done. The Yankees got it done in extras there, Gabe. It was great. A great pitcher's duel. I guess a lot of people will just be blindly betting the under. Castillo's stud for Cincinnati, and you got to hand it to Carlos Carrasco, cancer survivor, too. Very, very impressive, but I've leaned to the Reds in this spot. I think Castillo can shut down the Cleveland bats. Very, very good game. Slight lean to Cincinnati. I wouldn't jump in the deep waters with the crazy thing in baseball, too. A lot of people getting burned. The Pittsburgh Pirates, one of the worst teams in baseball, Gabe, down to Minnesota today. Late rally to win. I think that hurt some people's bankrolls. Big comeback by the Pirates. That doesn't happen very often.
What do you make of the Yankees and the Phillies talking about? They played the doubleheader yesterday. They're going at it right now. Montgomery and Eflin on the hill.
I like Montgomery. I think he's a good pitcher. The Yankees had success. I'd probably lean back to the Yankees, Gabe. We'll see what happens in game if there's a good enough number in line. And it was a really interesting diagnosis of how to bet in game. Like Kevin and I were on last night, and we couldn't believe it, Gabe. Like the Royals became like favored over the Cubs. And even me, I'm like sitting back going, you know, this is just stupid. And I tell Kevin's like, what's going to happen here? He goes, oh, they could hit into a double play, whatever. So the Royals had the bags juiced, 1-0. They become, you know, favorites in the game. And then Kevin checks the line. The Cubs have like Rizzo, Baez, the heart of their order coming up. We live bet the Cubs. They score 3 runs that inning and go to minus 260. So, you know, sometimes in game is just the way to play these things when you get the right number. I have a slight lean to the Yankees, but the Phillies are going to be in probably a bad mood with that loss last night. Should be a tight game, but I like Cincinnati and I lead the Yankees.
Angels are up 6-1 on the Mariners right now in the 8th inning. One of the most profitable teams, actually, they are the most profitable team in baseball. The Colorado Rockies, right up there, actually, as the most profitable team. Sort of goes back and forth. But, yeah, Colorado, it's amazing. This team comes back a lot. You know, like Colorado, it's one of those instances where they're down late in baseball games. They got to be leading. They have to be leading baseball as far as, like, wins after, like, trailing after the 7th inning. Type of deal. Like the Rockies are never out of it, although they played a pretty favorable schedule so far, but in a 60-game season, it doesn't really matter. Nevertheless, as they say. So we'll get back into the baseball. As far as the NBA is concerned, there was a lot of steam movement came in on Phoenix, and listen, rightfully so, man, the Phoenix Suns are playing great basketball in the bubble right now. Someone had to lose. We've had a great day today, but we're going to be a day late and a dollar short with this game. It's 112.95
I'm on Phoenix
right now.
Good call. I bet Phoenix. Yeah, when I was on with
in the bubble,
when I was on with Pharrell, I told him the Raptor Phoenix story that I've been like chirping about it on our show, Gabe. I'm telling you, like, I don't know what I saw or something. It was very similar to the Atlanta FC situation. I made a mental note and I go, I just really like Phoenix. They look different right now. I don't know what this bubble's doing, but they're enjoying life there. And this team has really found it. They're playing great team basketball. And I know Indiana, TJ Warren, he's been on fire. But this Phoenix club, got to be proud of these guys, Gabe. I know there was steam, but I was on it early. I was wrong about hockey. Congratulations on your Vancouver pick. I thought the Wild would win, but basketball's been great so far there with Phoenix. I'm just riding the Suns. I bet them every game so far in the bubble. It's been awesome.
Yeah, well, right now I'm hitting a refresh, and I'm praying. I'm just praying that I hit a prop. Maybe I hit a prop in the NBA. Because, yeah, it's frustrating, Cam. You know, that's the problem. You know, we got wall-to-wall games going on right now, and we went 4-0 in the Vancouver-Minnesota game. All right,
good for
I took
you.
No goal in the first 10 minutes of the first period. Cash it. I took no goal in the first 10 minutes of the second period. Cash it. I took the Vancouver Canucks to win the game, cash it, and I took under 5.5 a cash it. And
good picks.
I even tweeted before the third period because people were saying, hey, do we step up again and take the no goal in the first 10 minutes? I said, no. I said, no. There's often goals in the first 10 minutes of a third period. Coaches,
correct,
you know, they make adjustments. Teams are finally starting to figure things out. One of the teams will be desperate coming out of in the third period. The ice is fast and quick in the first few minutes of the third period as well. It's one of those, it's not a great spot. You can pull it off in the first period. You might be able to pull it off in the second period. But truth be told, you'll notice a lot of goals, especially in the playoffs, and they're backbreakers. And it was a backbreaker for Edmonton all the time, bro. They're just a stupid team.
I'm so done.
They're
like,
just stupid,
honestly,
teams, man.
They when I finish the show,
like 4 seconds left in the period and stuff. You can't freaking do that.
That's the thing. It doesn't matter.
You can't
do that. They got McDavid. Their defense sucks. Like, their team defense sucks. It is the worst I've ever seen. No, they play
like
an OHL team. I agree with you. I've never seen anything like this. I'm like, you got to lead against Chicago. You can't bury these guys.
I've seen better beer league defenses.
So
have I. Terrible.
No, I'm telling you, that loss.
They're out of position all the time.
That loss last night was the final straw for me.
How come none of these guys can clear a puck?
Like, I know.
How hard is it to clear? Like, everyone in the NHL, these defensemen, you all tee it up 100 miles an hour.
Flick.
You all miss
a little
the net
flick.
When you shoot.
All you do is flick.
All
and
I
go
see
high.
Is these little feeble attempts to
I
get
know.
Out of the zone. How hard is it exactly? Flick it in the air. Or just tee it up and take someone's head off. Like, I don't know. Like in the old days, man, Ally Frady didn't play around. He'd slap it off the glass and you'd get the hell out of the way. You'd be like, all right, bro, this guy's about to tee it off the glass. Everybody move, man. You know what I mean?
Yep.
These guys now, little weak things along the ice. I swear to God, Kev, you see even big defensive, big guys, they can't clear the puck. It's amazing to me. It should be the easiest thing to do on the ice.
Know what the thing is? If they're so good. Know what I've noticed about hockey players? And me and you played at a high level, but we never made it to the bigs. The thing that pisses me off the most is how everything has to be so perfect and stupid. And by doing it, you're actually killing yourself. They wanted, like, even on the power play, I'm like, you got a lane, fire it up. Just, it'll go off somebody's leg. Oh, the extra pass. Edmonton's so brutal for that. I watch these guys. I go, guys, it's not a beauty contest here. It's a hockey game. Shoot the puck. These guys can't figure it out. And I tell you, man, that team gave after the show, when we left, they were leading. And I, you know, two quick goals by the Blackhawks. That one hurt last night. I'm not going to lie. That one was a dagger. And these guys.
That was like a $400 setback for me.
Yeah.
It was like a big swing.
It was a huge swing. And I'm still like, I got heartburn. But I don't know. Are they done? They're going to be a hard team to back. Their defense is awful. Well, if McDavid scores seven goals.
I tell you,
trust them.
Quick in game here. It's 103.98 for the Miami Heat right now. They're up by 5 on Milwaukee. The in game total is 245.5 FanDuel. I think it's going to get there. It's basically you got 10 minutes to play. You need like 44.5 points. No reason it doesn't. Game time decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, let's roll. Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with a rigid redhead, Cam Stewart. Miami Heat 103, Milwaukee Bucks 101, little under 9 minutes remaining right now in this basketball game. In-game total, 243.5/244.5. Just sort of moving, froze, back up, 244.5, 103-101. I think we can get there. Yeah, you know, look, we're at 204 right now. You got to believe that this game's probably going to end up like 125. I think it gets to like 247, 248. It'll just barely get there. But these teams are balling. And I'll tell you what. Yeah, the Phoenix Suns looking good in the bubble, Ken. Out of these Eastern Conference teams, so Ben Simmons is hurt. And yeah. That's new breaking news from today. Yeah. Ben Simmons dislocated kneecap.
Uh-oh. You know what? I'll tell you something. You don't like that. Gabe, I remember when I was playing hockey and a guy hit me from behind and I basically smashed my knee into the boards. It's never been the same since. I'm telling you, a knee injury, like I wake up, I wear that knee brace when I walk around the track. This guy, as a basketball player, the weight you put on it, your size, that is a disaster injury. It'll be lingering for a while, I'm telling you. And you know the Sixers, they can't get it done with just Tobias Harris and Embiid. Without him, sorry, Philadelphia. Like we talk about this team, they can't win away from home anyway. Huge loss for these guys. They're in big trouble.
Yeah, they're done. They're done. You look, the Milwaukee Bucks. Listen, the Bucks are good. Nobody's discounted the Milwaukee Bucks. Mm-hmm. But without being stated, they're showing a lot of weaknesses in this.
They bubble. Are.
All right. They really are. And it's not like, guys, like they are who they are. You know, they are who they are. So it's not like suddenly, oh, when it's August 21st, they're just going to play differently because it's the playoffs. They're basically going to live and die by playing in these track meet games. And, mm-hmm. you know, some of these teams will try to pretend to play defense once they get to the playoffs, but they're not going to be very good at it. So where I'm going with this is, you know, I think I thought Milwaukee were vulnerable all along. I've been picking the Raptors all along. I've always thought Philly were frauds. The Pacers are good, but they're not great. You know what I mean? The Pacers are good enough to win a series and then lose. The Celtics are always sort of dangerous, but they're kind of flaky and inconsistent. The Miami Heat, Cam, this is a team that seems to be coming together right now in the bubble. They're getting this done without, they don't have Dragic. They don't have Jimmy Butler. You know, like when some teams don't have their guys, they get murdered. When the Miami Heat don't have their guys, it doesn't matter. It's very similar to the Raptors. And if you look at the
Raptors, that's a real team.
Mm-hmm. Who gives them the most problems? The Miami Heat.
Miami Heat.
The Heat are always it's always a battle. Because like you said, they're a smart team. They're well coached. They play defense. They're tough dudes. They battle. This Miami Heat team is going to be a tough out in this hub, man, in this bubble. Once the playoffs get going, the Heat are really going to dial it up a notch, too. They're a dangerous team. It wouldn't shock me if it was the Raptors and Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Gabe, I'm watching golf right now, and I don't know what the hell happened, but Bryson DeChambeau's driver, like, split in half. Like, he's carrying, like, a javelin right now. The head of his driver fell off. I don't know if it hurt anybody.
Is there
like,
cork
literally,
coming out of it?
No, yeah.
Is he cheating?
No, dude, it's just, it's like a sharp piece.
Did he just get caught?
He's walking up the middle of the fairway with the head of the driver in his hand and, like, a graphite shard that looks like a sword. Ricky Fowler looked at him like, dude, like, what kind of glue you got holding this thing on? Like, I don't know what the hell happened, but I don't think I know the rules of golf. I guess once you lose the club like that, you can't put another club in your bag. So he's got to play without that club for the rest of the round. We'll see.
That's a very good point.
That guy's a piece of work, man.
This is what happens when you turn yourself into the Incredible Hulk.
That's right. Me too strong for club.
Yeah, now you're breaking your clubs. Good job, bro. Maybe you got to lay off the protein shakes. He's breaking his clubs now. Good stuff.
The whole head of the driver came off, and the graph, I went, it just snapped in half. Well, we'll show. We were doing the show, but I'm like, what the hell's going on here? That's hilarious.
Yeah, I see him now. I'm surprised he hasn't, turned around and threatened the cameraman for following.
Why are you filming me, man?
It's for me and my club sponsor. Who's his club sponsor?
I think he's a Cobra guy. I think that's why Ricky gave him a look, because Ricky used to be Cobra too.
He literally started running. He started running away from the
camera. He's power walking right now. He's hiding behind a tree.
Look, he actually started.
This guy is
the cameraman. He actually started like a quick little walk jog. Like he tried to lose the cameraman. He really did.
This guy's a piece of work, man. Like I don't even know what to say about this guy anymore. Like he's laughing about it now. He's laughing now, but he really is.
He really is developing into the guy nobody likes too, right? They're like, shut up, you're roided up.
Brooks Koepka took a shot at him today too. He's like, Brooks, with Bryson DeChambeau and the science of golf, are you gonna do it? He goes, science? What are you talking about? I don't need any science. Brooks Koepka, he's just mocking DeChambeau. It's going, okay, whatever, man. I won this tournament 2 years in a row. Next question. The guy's a weirdo. But you're right, though, about the Heat game, but getting back to basketball. I made two bets. When I took the Raptors, I also took the Heat as the backup plan, because I don't even – Milwaukee's line. You look at their odds and value, that's just stupid. Sure, they win the East? They could. But the odds are dumb. Miami, to me, they always play the Raptors tough. And if we believe that the Raptors are the team
to win the title, the Milwaukee
exactly.
Bucks. They haven't even been there. You have to climb the ladder. They don't play defense. Mm-hmm. To me, I think the team, I get it, because they beat people up in the regular season, so people buy into the Bucks. To me, the two teams to beat are the Raptors and the Clippers. I don't think the Lakers can beat the Clippers. I think when they play for real, the Lakers can beat anybody else, though. So, if you're the Lakers, you need to pray that somehow someone beats the Clippers, and the Clippers aren't invincible. But what I'm saying is, I don't think LeBron will beat Kawhi 4 out of 7 times, Cam, if they end up going head-to-head.
Well, remember the game, Gabe. This is just the sample size. We come back to the bubble. The Lakers had many opportunities to win that game by double digits. The Clippers came back, took a lead. Lakers barely won that game. Remember, we were on them both night. I was wrong. We said, they're going to beat them by double digits. They looked like they were going to. And this is the Clippers that were shorthanded. They were missing key players in that game, and the Lakers barely beat them. I'm with you. I think the Clippers are a superior team. The Lakers got enough problems, man. And these guys aren't getting any younger, too. Davis is injury prone. LeBron got guys on the team or with attitude problems. Just the Clippers are a real team. They'll show up when it counts. I like the Clippers as well.
All right, so speaking of the Clippers and the Mavericks are up at 6:40 Eastern time. So Clippers and Mavericks, Clippers laying 4 points, total 231.5. These games are driving me crazy.
I don't know. I was going to say stick to hockey tonight. You go 4-0 in a hockey game. Why are you even screwing? This is the thing. You got to be smart.
1-3 in the NBA today. 1-3 NBA.
I'm perfect in the NBA. You're perfect in hockey.
4-0 hockey, 1-3.
I can't hit a hockey bet right now if you gave me the final score tomorrow. Look at me. Wrong with Pittsburgh. Wrong with the Edmonton Oilers. Wrong with Minnesota. You tell me who's going to win the hockey game tonight. Baseball's been great, though. One went 4-0 in baseball last night. Basketball, I can't hit a hockey. I don't even know why I'm betting hockey anymore. It's killing me. And the units, too, with the Oilers. It's just so stupid. But anyway,
So this Maverick. And you know what?
It's
it's one of these deals. If I take the prop, I'm going to lose. If I don't take the prop, Doncic's going to have 38 points or something. You know what I mean? It's just frustrating. Mm-hmm. I almost just want to pass on this one. I do like the Blazers tonight. I like the Blazers against the Nuggets later on. The Blazers, and look, Indiana aren't a desperate team. Phoenix are a desperate team. Phoenix are trying to get in here, and they're doing a pretty damn good job of doing it. They're really playing themselves into this thing right now. Portland are another team, Cam, that are starting to play pretty well. Like, they, Portland are the real deal. You got Lillard, you got McCollum, you've got Carmelo Anthony's actually hitting threes for them and hitting some big shots. They've got Nurkic back. They've got Zach Collins back. Like, things are starting to come together for Portland a little bit. Denver are a pretty beat up basketball team. I wish we didn't have to lay 4 points. Though that's there's always a but, and that's the thing. But you got to lay 4 points. Portland minus four right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, Gabe. Like, some of these lines have been really sharp. Like, you know, and I don't know. I don't know what to do with these games. Like, I'm kind of with you. I lean Portland in that game, but then, you know, Denver catching that many points is very attractive. Here's the thing. Like, I don't know. Do we take Houston right now? Like, what about three and a half points with say 3.5 with Houston? Like, what are the Lakers going to bring to the table? Okay. What are the, I was going to say, what are the Lakers going to bring to the table tonight? Yeah, I like that too. It's only, yeah, the money line's a good price. I'd play it on the money line, and then you can dabble with some other stuff there too. I think that's the way to go about the business there. That's tough. I'll get your opinions on the ice later on, because I don't know what the heck's going on. I do have the Flyers. They're winning 3-1 right now. And I'll tell you another thing, since this restart, that is the only team that cares about seeding. For those games that are not, you know, knockout games, Gabe, look what the Flyers did. They've won their first game. They beat Boston. They embarrassed them 4-1. And now they're kicking the crap out of Washington. So the Flyers are a team. I think they're the one saying we mean business, where the other team's like, yeah, talk to us when the playoffs start. You know, I got to get that mental edge.
Yeah, it seems like Boston, you know, they checked out. They're a type of team, Cam. They either play to try to murder you. They can't, like, fake it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's a good point.
The Bruins are, that's the way I look at a team like that. Like, that's why I'm staying away. People are, oh, the Bruins, this. They can't fake it, right? Like, what's Marchand going to do? Go get suspended right now and kill someone? You know, he's going to, like, spear someone now? No. Like, it's all or nothing for them. Like, you know what I mean?
I agree.
Once it's for real, they'll be good. You know what I mean? But, like, for these guys, I'm almost thinking the Bruins, like, their coaching staff says that. Don't do anything stupid, guys. Don't do anything stupid. We're playing for real next week. Let's just get our feet under us a little bit. I'm looking forward to seeing the top seeds jump in to the fray. So I mentioned Carmelo Anthony. We'll get into Carmelo. Carmelo's actually hitting threes, guys. So we'll take a look at Carmelo's three-point prop at FanDuel. I'm trying to load up the player props right now, but we're going to a break in 5 seconds. We'll hit it on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we got to be fast right here. I tried to get it in before the last break, but I'm taking Paul George over 3.5. Paul George over 3.5 assists. All right, Paul George over 3.5 assists. And can't resist the last second impulse. Let's get in on it. Play. I took the Los Angeles Clippers and a Portland Trailblazer moneyline parlay plus 144. That's not bad, and I don't mind taking the Clippers on the money line here, or even laying the 4 points in this game. The Clippers are better than the Dallas Mavericks. The Clippers are trying to dial it up a notch as well. They're coming off a loss as well. The Phoenix, they're going to be in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think the Clippers are to play here, and I like. And I'm telling you this, basically, Paul George passes the ball to Kawhi a lot. He does. Like they you know, he gives it up a lot. And Paul George is playing great basketball, man, right now. He really is. He's in his zone. Yeah, and the assist is a little light. He can get to 4 or 5 assists. I hit this prop the other night. He got to 5, and it was 3.5. They put it at 3.5 again, so I'm going to go back to the well here. But you know what? I do think minus 4 is a fair price here with the Clippers, Ken. The Mavericks, and I'll tell you what, Kawhi and Paul George, they don't like Doncic. They don't like him lighting them up. Well, I remember when they played earlier in the year, he said after, he goes, yeah, nobody played defense like that on me. And like they beat him up a little bit, actually, you know. So I would expect the same thing here. I like the Clippers here. We'll lay the 4 with the Clippers. Or you want a money line parlay with Portland later on.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Clippers are the better team. I don't know the motivation of Dallas tonight. We'll see what happens. It's a fair price, too. Do you have an opinion of this hockey game, too, this Vegas-St. Louis game that's going off? I don't know what to do with that one.
I haven't bet one non-playoff game. That's bet smart. Every playoff game, Philly. Though. Yeah,
exactly. Just take Philly.
I see Mid-Major Matt. Mid-Major Matt's a big Flyer fan. We should get him on the show.
We should.
He's really talking about how they're unstoppable and no one's going to beat them. When I did the Stanley Cup poll question.
Yeah. So Walsh's dad's a Flyer fan, too. Walsh's old man's a Flyer fan. I love the Flyers, camera. Okay.
Man, the Flyers have not won a Stanley Cup in a long time, man. And people talk about the Toronto Maple Leafs. They're good. Yeah. No, they're good. You're right.
I agree.
And the Eastern Conference, no one's really that great in the Eastern Conference. It is kind of open. You know what I mean? Boston are good, but they're beatable. Tampa always choke. You know, Washington are good. You can't discount them.
Yep.
No, I'm not betting the non-bubble games. But let's get into the Leaf game then. So the Toronto Maple Leafs, let's get an updated number at FanDuel right now. The Toronto Maple Leafs and the Columbus Blue Jackets have exchanged shutouts. In game one, Toronto was all over them, but they couldn't beat Korpisalo. In game two, they were all over them, and they couldn't beat them until the second period. But let's give credit to Freddie Anderson. He played great in game two as well. So it's been a sort of a back-and-forth series. Very, very big game. Game three, critical game here. Leafs are minus 160. The total is 5.5, and I got no reason not to pull the trigger on the under here, Cam. I mean, the Leafs aren't known for these low-scoring, tight-checking games, but here we are, man. It's the playoffs, and John Tortorella is. There's not a lot of room out there with Torts coaching this team. Plus, Korpisalo's playing like, you know, the guy looks like Patrick Waugh in 1986 or something. So
the Leafs know they can't play their usual style against Columbus either. It doesn't work. Columbus, as you said, doesn't give you the space to move. How do you beat Columbus? You know what the Leafs are doing with their cycle game down low? Like they're just trying to find spaces. And really what they're doing is that's another team like Edmonton. And I'm glad they're getting out of it. They're trying to do little shots. Morenci, see how they score? Deflection.
Yeah, just chip like it little, at the net.
Chip it at the net. Yeah. Exactly. Go a little bit left. Go a little bit right. Don't do anything head-on with Korpisalo because his vision is very, very good right now.
That's what I like about Vancouver. That's what I like about the Canucks style. Is they're just like Travis Green. He's like, don't do anything fancy. You know, like they dump it in
That's why they win.
And they sing it in front of the net. Yep. They just wildly fling it in front of the net. That's how Boster got the first goal. Bing! Like, you know what I mean? He was battling in front of the net. He's on his knees, but there he is. Bam, the puck. Knock it in. Right?
Like That's my style.
It drives me crazy. The Montreal Canadiens. The Montreal Canadiens will score a goal, like, off someone, like a deflection, and something weird will happen. And then they go right back to their tic-tac-toe style after again. It's like, guys, you just scored chipping it at the net. Keep doing that. You can't
they score their winning goal.
Perfect goals.
I teed it up at the goalie's head. That was a brilliant move. Like I'm surprised more guys don't do that. Just rip it at the goalie's melon, and it'll go right off his melon into the net. Like, I don't know. That's what drives me nuts. I'm watching these power plays. It's like, shoot it.
The Penguins can't buy a break in that series, though. It's just when you watch a series, you can sort of tell the one team just kind of screwed. Even if they're better, it doesn't matter. That's the Penguins. Like, it doesn't matter. They're better. They're just screwed. And in fact, they even got screwed. They're getting screwed by the refs, too. I'm not going to lie. The Canadians, like, have been getting away with things.
They have been.
Like, it's just sort of been like one of those, you know, the Penguins are the better team, but that's what happens in hockey, right? When you're the better team, but the other team has a better goalie, it can start to frustrate you and piss you off. Because the other guys will start chirping, and then you'll say back, you're not even that good, all right? You're only winning because of Carey. And you know that's going on the ice right now. Like, if you guys didn't have Carey Price, and you know the Penguins are telling their guy, don't let him get in your head, right? Don't let him get in your head. And Carey Price kind of is in their head. I picked the Leafs to win the series before we started, and these five-game series, we just keep going back to the team that we like all the time. So we're going back. I haven't zigzagged once in this stuff. So we're going to go back with the Toronto Maple Leafs. We're going to go with the under. And will there be a goal in the first 10 minutes, Cam?
I got to say no.
I say no as well.
I just don't. How is there going to be a first goal? Okay, well, it's going to be. And if it is, it'll be a fluke goal.
It's the Leafs.
Yeah, Me too.
That's what I meant.
I gotta say,
like,
though,
I hope it's.
I gotta say something.
Like, that scores.
This sounds stupid. I've never been like prouder of the way they played in game two. They were relentless. Like, I haven't seen that team work like that in a long time. Like, it's kind of what you said. They were not going to lose in any situation. They didn't care. Korpisalo was the second coming of Ken Dryden and Patrick Waugh. Like, it's like, this guy, we're going to beat him eventually. They got the tip-in goal. You know, it kind of opens things up. And if they have that kind of effort, Gabe, they're a better team. I think Columbus has a better defense with Seth Jones. But Columbus is banged up, too. And I'll tell you, that fourth line did a great job. They murdered these guys into the board. Kukin got hurt in that game, so he's going to be a little bit hesitant, right?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you bring up the injuries. We got to bring up, yeah, Jake Muzzin's out.
Yeah, that's huge.
He's their most sound, responsible defenseman. I'm glad that, you know, we have to get to that. So, for the record, too, I mean, I know some Leaf fans are upset and whatever. It was a harmless play. It wasn't a vicious cross-check. It's just one of those freak things that happened. So, it is what it is. But how much of an impact with him being out is that going to hurt the Leafs? Because the Leafs have been pretty responsible. And listen, Keith, their coach, the Toronto Maple Leafs coach, Sheldon Keefe, said it best when he said, he goes, you know what? I'm proud of the guys for the way that they forechecked. And they got rewarded for it.
Yes.
And that's the thing. In past years, guys have complained about the Leafs, the Marners and the Matthews of the world. It's like, hey, you guys are great at, like, on one half of the rink. You fly around and you got interest, you know what I mean? But you stop skating on the other side of the rink. You don't play with the same intensity. And, you know, every time they show you flashes, you think they've learned their lesson and they haven't, Ken. That's why I don't want to get too crazy about this.
I agree. But I agree.
Can they follow up the way they played 2 days ago tonight? Because I tell you, it worked. If they play like that again, they can win the game. Right. So if they get that message through, hopefully Tavares is a vet. He's got to get that through to him, man. Like, he's got to get
that through. Think about Tavares. It's just one of those guys. Like, that's what drives me nuts about Tavares. He could be one of the best players in the league, but some nights he's angry and he plays great. And other nights it's like, meh, whatever, you know, like, you might as well be playing like his family playing lacrosse. He's doing nothing on the hockey ice. But Tavares looked like he had that look in his eye the last game. Marner was not good the first game either. And we'll give Freddie Mercury, a.k.a. Austin Matthews, a lot of credit there with his trick mustache. You know, he did some very good things there. But the good news is, Gabe, even with that back end, you know, everyone wants to rip on CC. He's all right. Travis Dermott will get some more ice time. Morgan Rielly, who's an offensive guy, he can still play defense. They still have enough guys, and their players actually played a very good system. The bottom line is such. They finally figured out Korpisalo. People are betting on Columbus. That line's gone down, too. So I'm with you. And, you know, you've been good with hockey. So I was going to bet the Leafs anyway, but I'll ride your wave. And I can't take it over.
Right,
I can't
now,
take it over.
I mean, we're in a gambling mood here right now, so we're going to jump in. We'll take Vegas and St. Louis under the 5.5. This is my first non.
That's the best. This is my first. Yeah. This is my non-playoff first seeding bet. Tournament.
My first non-playoff, whatever. I bet on worse things. So we just jumped in under 5.5 there. I do think the Toronto Maple Leafs, they have more skill than the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yes, they do.
Right? They're the better team. Let's just be real. They're the better team. And I like the way Anderson's playing. There was that one bad goal, you know, but he's made a ton of great saves in this series. To me, you know, the first goal of the game, a lot of times we've seen the team that scores first hasn't won the games in this in these playoffs. But with that being stated, the Leafs, just the type of guys they are, they're much more confident when they play with a lead.
I agree.
Like, they get nervous and things, like, you know what I mean? They start to panic a little bit when things aren't going their way. If they can score, you know, they get the lead, they can continue. But I'm pulling the trigger. I'm going with what I've been going with, what works with me. I'm going with the Leafs. I'm going with the under 5.5, and let's go no goal in the first 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I like all that stuff. Bottom line, and you gave these guys got to show up though. They have to outwork Columbus just like they did before. That's the thing. It's like you got to think it's playoff mode, and I got to give Vancouver a lot of credit. Like, this team, after the way they lost in the first game, a lot of teams haven't been able to shake it off. But the last couple of games, man. I love the style of play. Exactly what you said. I like lunch bucket teams. I like teams that they don't play finesse. They just understand things get dirty in the playoffs, right? You got to do different things. You shoot from anywhere. You just crowd the net. You get your body in front of the goaltender. Be a pest. And the finesse teams don't win.
You're right. I've noticed. You look at the Carolina Hurricanes. I like this. What I like about these teams. The Carolina Hurricanes, they play like Rod Brindamore played.
Yes,
they
exactly.
play the same style.
Exactly.
It's like they do the same things. They're like him. And he was such a great player. I think he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, the guy's a winner. He's been around forever. Never gets the credit he deserves for being a great player and now a great coach that he's been as well. But you look at the Vancouver Canucks, Travis Green. Travis Green wasn't the most talented guy, but
he scored 20 goals a year.
He scrapped, but he sort of got the hockey code, Green. He understood like when to fight, when not to fight. He understood like, you know, the corner. Like, he's just sort of old school. And the Canuck players, they got a lot of talent on that team. They kind of fly under the radar because they're in the Pacific Northwest. But they've got a bunch of young dudes that are good. And they're like turning into like they're getting that grit from him, right? Like they play like he did, except they're more talented than he is. And it's, you know, you're seeing the results right now. But at the same point in time, we can't get carried away about the performances of some of these teams. This isn't a true playoff, Cam. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not playing. Like, the Islanders look good because they're playing the Panthers. You know what I'm saying? Like, normally, like, these teams, it's like the Minnesota Wild aren't good.
No, like, they're not.
We'll get into it on In-Game Live. Like, how many of the teams that are playing in the playoffs right now are legitimate contenders and won't just get bounced right away? Not many of them.
It's tough. In this format, it sets up for underdogs, though, with the success of Montreal. We'll see. No, I love Carolina a lot, though, Morenci. But I'll tell you after the break what Barry Trotz said. You'll lose your mind.
Game time decision continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's get down to business, Cam. Couple of games. Well, whatever. We've got In-Game Live coming up, and we've still got a lot more games to break down. But any bets you want to throw people's way right now before the top of the hour, and we restart with In-Game Live? I should let people know St. Louis just took a 1-0 lead on the Vegas Golden Knights in the meaningless seed game. We got the playoff game coming up in an hour between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Columbus Blue Jackets. We'll also get to that Calgary Flame Winnipeg Jet game that could get uglier than a Portland protest. All right. Yeah. A little bit later on. And we got MLS soccer, but anything coming up, baseball? I don't know, Cam. It almost seems like we're leaving money on the table by not just blindly betting on the Cubs. You have one of the best teams, the hottest team in baseball. The Cubs win every day and the Royals lose every day. Like, should we overthink this?
I'm going to tell you something, though. Wait, because there's something about this game. Like, I found out you can get the Cubs in these series, like 170, Gabe. Royals score the first run, then come back to them. That you talk about Colorado, the Cubs are having a knack of coming back, too. So I have a feeling I'm not going to lay any type of juice unless it's parlayed with that game. I think the Arizona Diamondbacks are a play tonight with minus 122 on FanDuel with Zach Gallen's of fun versus Belak there, plus 106 for the Astros. I like the D-backs. I'm going to small play on the Toronto Blue Jays at plus 106 with Pearson. He throws smoke. Toussaint's actually not a bad pitcher for the Braves, but I was on the Jays. They've been good to me recently, and I'm going to take them again. And I don't know what the heck's going on. Is Gio Gonzalez pitching for the White Sox today? I might want to reach out and offer, sorry, Gio, I've been a mean guy to you in the past. I might have to have put my faith in Gio and the White Sox against Milwaukee.
Oh, well,
but we'll see about that game.
Now that he's on a team that you like, he's your guy.
Yeah, he's my guy. Hey, Gio, no hard feelings, pal.
Yeah, no, that's the way it works.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way it works. Exactly. That's the way. Trust me, I didn't want Rex Ryan to take over the Buffalo Bills, but once he was the coach, I accepted him.
Exactly.
And I was not crying when he was no longer the coach of the Buffalo.
Exactly.
Sort of like, Like Ryan Fitzpatrick, same thing. All right, we'll offer some picks on the other side, in-game live.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.